Who we getting
so,
on?
Welcome to Has Been Airsoft. As usual, I'm your host, Megalo. Joining me this week, we have a special guest. We're not going to get to you yet, though, because we have a very sick Mr. Scuba here.
Yes, you do. Right here. Hey, how you doing, everybody?
And directly across from me, I have the wonderful and usual.
Yeah, the usual. That's Dave.
Everybody's favorite Dave.
Yeah,
Dave.
Pretty much. Hey, yeah. The crowd goes wild. I get it.
And then joining us as a special guest is the wonderful Pete.
Yo.
Fresh from Op Didgeridoo?
Op Dirigo, yo.
Didigeridingo.
Didgeridingo.
Yeah, that name did bother me.
The didgeridingo ate my baby.
Hello. Shalom. How are you?
Good. How are you?
So, who put on Op Dingo?
Emsato, of course.
Okay, Emsato put it on.
Mr. Tom.
Was it? This was a solo Emsato op? Or
yeah.
Was,
no, okay. No. But our friend, Ubba, was there.
Okay.
Really?
He was commanding the green side.
Ubba?
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll ask more about that later. Mm-hmm. How did you find out about the game? Was it through his newsletter?
Of course. You know, I always check that box. No. It was that, like, rumored game, right? Like, everyone's, like, you know, whispering about that shit. Yo, I heard there's going to be a game on a fucking island
in Maine.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I remember this was actually talked about over a year ago. Like, it was like, oh my god, you know, Tom's trying to get a fucking island in Maine. Like, this is crazy. Oh my god.
Exactly.
And then it kind of fell off. Like, there was no news about it, no nothing. And then he put on the games at, like, the honeymooning suite out in the Poconos and, like, whatever else. So we're like, oh.
Cool.
Which, we're like, all right, maybe it fell to the wayside. And all of a sudden, like, out of nowhere, it kind of showed up online.
Yeah, there was kind of a really short lead up to this game, right? Like, he announced it, and it was like 2 months later.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. Damn. Well, yeah. Two or three, but there was like I said, that rumor mill, and things were buzzing. So we were all super fucking excited to get going. But
yeah, I know Jungle was hyped for this game months ago.
For a while, yeah.
Yeah. So Main Island.
It just sounded cool. Like, meh, you know, I didn't know what the fuck was on the island, but we thought maybe there'd be some like, you know, hopping on a little boat or something and, like, insertion water.
That's been done in games before.
Fucking ass. Yeah, Cove.
Would have been cool.
None of that, though.
But my issue with the game, as cool as it was, and, like, I didn't get a chance to really look too much into it, is we've always had that mentality of, if we're not having fun, we're going to go home.
Yep. Yeah.
Always.
What happens when we're stuck on an island and have to wait on a ferry?
Well, that wasn't the case.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, how did you actually get there? How far was this?
Okay, so this was about an 8-hour drive. Okay. 7 to 8 hours.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, that's still within my, like, I would consider going to that.
Yeah.
Because it's not a huge time investment. It's not a day of driving.
Right.
I can do an 8-hour drive by myself after work.
Yeah. Right, and this time we split it up between two cars, so, you know, it was a little bit better.
Oh, you didn't have the stank V?
No, we didn't have the stank. Well, it was a little stinky on the way back, but it was...
It always is.
Yeah, so... So we had a decent-sized squad. It took us about 7 or 8 hours. Nothing too eventful. I mean, we would never have stopped in an Army-Navy store in Maine ever for anything, you know, anything like that.
No, nothing?
Nothing. No camouflage was purchased that day. Nothing exotic.
Really, nothing? Like, actually nothing?
Nothing.
Like, come on, tell your stories about what you got.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because, I mean, like, I'm the guy
Shalom.
Who popped a DTS set. For $5 from an Army-Navy store.
Wow.
The day before we were playing a game in full DTS.
No, you know what? It was really cool, actually. We did pop into one place, but they had some weird shit, but nothing like anyone, you know, was like, oh, I want that fucking
like Forrest Gump weird shit, like the Warren fucking Nam, man.
Yeah. Nothing. None of that shit.
None of that shit.
Yeah. But we stopped in a couple places, made our way up, did the Wally World thing, you know.
The usual.
Yeah. The usual Wally shit. World. Got into a room the night before at a hotel, chilled, did the high living shit.
You went through the usual checklist routine of going to a game, going to an overnight spot.
Exactly. And it was get up in the morning and head over. Actually, we did do the walkthrough the day before, like just the us walking through, not like the major team walkthrough the day of.
Okay.
Do you guys want to get into how to even get onto the island?
Tell us everything.
That's an interesting thing.
Okay, so to get onto this island, there was two rickety as fuck old ass bridges that they looked rickety, but they really weren't. They were pretty solid, as it turns out.
Are you a civil engineer?
I have no fucking clue what I'm talking about.
Okay. Is it a bridge in which Indiana Jones would walk across?
It wasn't that rickety.
Or is this like Bridges of Madison County bridges?
Was it Jeff Bridges?
Nope. But it was
the Jeff Bridges.
It was a
the
single lane. Ooh. So if you know, you'd have to wait for the person, the other truck.
How
to
long
come
was
over.
This bridge?
It was a.
I mean, it was long enough. Look,
like,
it
could
was,
you see clearly? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like you could see,
of course.
You could see, all right, this traffic.
There was two
across.
Bridges, and you were just fucking nervous because they were super old. That you know, when you're on it, you for the first time, you're like, is this gonna fucking collapse on me? You know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like crossing the old Tappan Zee.
Yeah,
kinda, pretty much.
Kinda, just like that.
Good times.
Dank New York memes.
Dank New York memes. And so we you know, that was a little exciting. We got there, you know, did the registration thing, did the walkthrough thing. I got my drone flying on this one, which was really fun.
What
nice.
Drone are you running?
DJI Mavic Pro.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Fantastic,
that's what a lot of people have been going Mavics because they're hella cheap for some reason.
It's beautiful.
But they give a lot of good distance and beautiful footage.
I got to fly that bad boy a good 500 feet at least. And I got literally a whole like Google Earth fucking shot of the entire island.
But
on
better.
Thing. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Man. It was incredible. So I had put that in a couple of the videos that I did
nice,
for the yacht,
nice.
Which was fun. Lost the drone at first until I was like, where the fuck is it? Because I never flew it that high. It was insane. And so I had to hit the home button for it just like, I wasn't going to lose it, but
yeah.
It wound
no,
up
it's really
back.
Hard to lose the DJI stuff. They're really well-designed drones.
That's another topic we can get into.
People lose them, like Casey Neistat. That dude's always losing fucking drones. And
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, well, he's also getting them taken away sometimes too.
I'm understanding that as well. But
yeah, was this were you actually allowed to fly drones there, or were you operating inside of a geofenced area?
Okay,
the FAA
is
not listening.
So, I was the only authority that I went to on this one was Tom. I had Facebook direct message and I was like, "Hey man, you mind if I fly my drone just to get some cool ass shots of the AO?" And he was like, "Yeah, fucking yeah, do it, man, no problem."
As long as you're under, technically, as long as you're under 488 feet,
I forgot you sold drones.
Yes,
which I was.
Then you're fine. If you're under 488 feet, it becomes recreational. Anything over that is small aircraft.
Right.
So. Technically, yeah, you're supposed to have your free FAA license.
Those are gone. Don't exist anymore.
Oh, they don't exist anymore?
And actually, anyone who paid the $5 for it got their $5 back.
Oh, whatever, cool. It was $5.
Yeah.
But it was $5 to get your one number, one name, and that was it. So anything under that, you were pretty much fine. You were like right at the cap, so legally-wise, you're fine.
Yeah.
Unless it's a specific area that was...
Yeah.
But it's a fucking island. You have to get to across a rickety bridge. It probably wasn't.
It was gnarly. Right. The one word that you could use to describe the entire AO was fucking gnarly. I mean, gnarly, gnarly, gnarly. It was. All right. So do you want to? I don't want to give you our first impressions when we walked through that first very like Friday. I would rather when we did the like team walkthrough for a team leader walkthrough the next day because holy shit, there's stories from that even. So. We got there, we did the whole like check-in, bought some grenades, all that kind of stuff. Paladins
were tags available.
Tags were available. R2Bs were available. Paladins were available. Ooh. Archangels were available. It was good.
Not
man.
Bad.
That's good.
Yeah. Everything. Oh,
no one objected to them this time?
When your vehicle was hit, it had to be hit with a paladin. So it was chalk marked. And there was some fucking chalk marking at this game, my friends. There was, I mean, yo, Brownie, shout out to fucking Brownie. That guy,
really?
He hit the best one, which I'll tell you about later, but he was hitting fucking technicals all goddamn day.
Before we get to that, Brownie, I'm sorry today. I called him Tiny on accident.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I don't know. Dude, I always fuck them
like,
two up.
How?
Literally,
how though? One is literally paper white, and the other one is impossibly black.
Well, sometimes I think
maybe
because
Tiny
I don't know them that well. Literally,
nickname.
Because Brownie, I think of a little bit brown, but a little bit bigger.
I think the hashtag
and then
trigger
Tiny. You know, yeah, probably. But hey, shout out Brownie. My apologies today. I love you, bro. It's nothing against you. I'm an asshole.
Tiny doesn't like you.
Yeah,
for not anymore.
To Brownie.
Nope.
You might as well send him to Applebee's.
You're dead now.
Big black. And Brownie, dude. My bad.
Yeah, you're dead to them now. That's it.
I know, that's fine.
He's going to pee in your PTW.
He probably will.
He's going to put the pee in it.
Yep.
Yo, but my Brownie man might. Brownie, I have to give that fucking PPW. Guy props. He that, was he that much? Blasted every fucking well, we'll get into all of it, but we'll he's the man. We'll get into it.
But so tags available. Were allowed, tags were deployed, no one had issues with their usage?
No. It was
I'm very surprised about that.
Yeah.
It was all that's fair great. And love and tags, because all tags all day.
Tags seem like a salt generator.
Yeah.
No, man. I got to tell you, there was next to no salt at this op.
Wow. It was what?
Clean. Really?
It was clean, baby. It was nice.
Wow. I wish.
Yeah.
There wasn't any fucking call your hits, all that bullshit. None of it. Didn't hear it once. Not wow. once.
So I got a question for you. What do you mean by this AO is gnar?
Okay.
Gnarly.
So let's jump into...
Like we're doing one word, gnar.
Let's jump into the first real gnarly day of the op then, hold on, Saturday.
Gnarly is still one word. You know that, right?
Yes, I know okay. that.
It's two syllables, but it's one word. Two I had to think about that for a second. I was like... Like I had to mime it out and count each time my chin hit my hand just to make sure it was actually two syllables.
All right, so back away from the English lesson.
But please.
All right, so do you guys want me to go into like the logistics and that led into the walkthrough, which where you know that's
yeah.
where we
yeah, okay.
tell us what happened
tell
throughout the weekend.
Everything.
All right, so we got
your therapist.
We did we did the early morning Saturday breakfast thing. Quick run to the field. We get there.
Breakfast?
You know, D&D.
All right. Typical.
Okay.
But whatever. That was right next to the Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh.
It was right there next to the hotel. It was a no-brainer. Just get it done. Just get it done.
Dungeons & Dragons for breakfast?
Yeah.
Yo,
I rolled
no
a
way,
fucking...
Baller.
Whatever. Rolled a nat 20 and your hunger was satiated.
Holy nerd alert. Wow. You knew what the fuck... All right.
I was just going to say it was the Ice King's dragon, but, you know.
So we get to the field. We do the whole prep thing. This was my first time ever... In the history of playing scenario paintball and now airsoft squad leading, I don't like it. I didn't want to do it. I had to do squad leader role on this one. So
I'm not a fan of it.
Gross.
You know,
if I can avoid doing it, I do.
Right.
I like doing it when there's no actual responsibility involved.
Yeah.
Right. Seriously, responsibility is.
I kind of was gonna be like, "Fuck being responsible," but then I had to actually talk to command, which we'll get to as well, because that put a fucking.
Damper on the weekend.
Yeah. As it always does.
Welcome to my life as basically RRTO.
Yeah.
Word. So it was me and Lee. Shout out to Lee Barbal for the... he's the other... We kind of broke up into two fire teams. He was the B squad leader and I was the A squad leader. we got all the boys dressed up, you know, ready to rock and roll.
Well, actually, before you get into that, who went with you?
Yeah,
oh,
what was your,
who'd
what
you
was
bring?
Your, what was your,
oh, yeah.
yeah. How did TFN roll out?
Who's
to
your
out?
Who's on your roster?
Okay, it was myself, Tiny, Messiah, a.k.a. Joe, Lee. Oh, fuck. This was a few weeks ago, so I'm not even remembering. We had Keith Powers, Chief Keith Powers. He rolled with us. We had a bunch of the boys, you know, all pretty much all of TFN except for Brando. He didn't come. So, and then we
did
had
you have
like
Vegas from Task Force Neptune.
Oh, of course, Vegas. Why the fuck?
Hashtag Vegas from Task Force Neptune.
Had Vegas with you? Oh man, I'm so jealous. I wasn't
dude,
there.
Yeah,
dude, he was crushing it at this game. No, but we had all the TFN boys, and then we had a bunch of dudes we were training with in the lead up. Cool Crab, Brownie.
Cool Crab's a guy.
Yeah. The usual cast of characters.
Yeah.
Young Chris Kenter.
Chris Kenter. I met him.
Yeah. The young guys. Some of the young bucks.
The
you
young
know.
Hoppers.
Yeah.
All the usual cast of characters though from TFN. So shout out to the boys. They ran fucking awesome at this op. It was really good. So yeah, we rolled up. We did the usual shtick that Tom does, getting everyone in like their squads lined up.
Yeah.
And then it's fucking raining, you know, because that's what we... It starts raining. You know, we bring the rain. That's what TFN does. You know, from MSATO to fucking Milsom West, it's going to rain.
TFN makes it rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We make it rain and not dollar bills, you know. It was like fucking wet sistemas and we're like all pissed off and fogging up and shit.
Oh.
But...
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
This was weird. So they had each squad lead... go check out opposite teams' mirror squad. So
okay.
like if you were, you know.
So if you were Platoon 1, Squad 1, you would go check the Op 4's Platoon 1, Squad
exactly.
1 to make sure
they had
that they
their iPro.
Okay.
They had their dead rags. They were all like, you know, they had everything squared away so that no one could say that the other side was cheating.
I wonder if that little bit of like a meet and greet with the other team is like why you didn't have such salt.
That's completely possible.
Yeah,
too.
Seriously. Honestly, I don't think I've ever
idea.
Seen that.
Yeah, that's new.
I kind of like that.
It was
I like
new.
That. I like that he's trying new and interesting things.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was cool. But I will say...
1 point to MSATA.
I will say that the... God damn it. It took forever to get the game rolling, and it was just raining on us at that point.
Minus 1 point from MSATA.
So, but what was cool was they did a raffle. I would prefer a raffle at the end of this fucking thing, but they did it in the beginning. And, like, literally, the squad 1-2 and 1-1, like, on green team, pretty much won 90% of the fucking raffle.
Jesus. Yeah.
Like, Phil, like our guy Phil won, like, a fucking rifle and some Falcon rifle. Whatever.
1 point to MSATO.
Yeah.
There we go. We're back at plus one.
So that was cool. Then they, now we get into Gnarly Town. They had all the squad leaders roll through with command and go through all the buildings to show us how fucked up this AO really was.
So this was both sides command, both sides squad leaders,
yep.
All walking as one group?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Again, this might be working against that salt factor.
Well, yeah. Let me tell you, gentlemen, I've never seen anything like this. This was, it really fucking towed the line of, whoa, should we really be doing this?
Really?
And, whoa, this is a fucking cool AO.
Okay. What makes you say, should we really be doing this?
We stepped on some stairs that were fucking... wooden stairs that we just crashed right fucking through, you know? That was a couple of times.
Yeah.
You know, there was holes in the ground that if you fell through, you were going to fall 20 fucking feet to the next level, wherever that
okay.
was. There was pitch black catacombs with holes in the catacombs that fell into water pits that were probably 10 feet deep. There was...
It sounds like you actually went to like a Dungeons & Dragons thing.
Yeah.
Well, we went through the
Did you have to roll for initiative?
Okay, so if you check the Instagram, pain__X, in the first 5 minutes of the walkthrough, mm-hmm. we claimed our first real-world casualty.
No.
Of a walkthrough?
Yeah, of the walkthrough.
Holy shit.
Wow.
So
MSATO setting the record for
yep.
early real-worlds.
We actually, on our own walkthrough the day before, we're like, someone's getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, it just sounds like it.
Yeah.
It was... Listen,
so what was the real world on the walkthrough?
Okay, so we were kind of climbing from one floor to the next. There was like
Climbing from one floor to the next. Not walking, but climbing.
Climbing up a rickety-ass ladder to get to this other level in this one building. And...
Did you guys do like every building?
We walked through pretty much every building because they wow. wanted to point out all the most fucked up parts, you know.
And there was one in every building, apparently.
A safety thing, yeah.
Oh, multiple. Not one. There was multiple. And a lot of taped-off areas, you know, pre-taped-off areas. And they were like, if you go there and you die, it's on you. Fuck you. We don't care. It's like, look, man, this shit is taped off, and we're walking you through this for a reason.
Yeah.
So we are all trying to go up this one ladder, and there's, like, you know, a good amount of guys, like at least 40 people trying to go up this one ladder, so it's taking some time. There's a couple guys... find it incumbent upon themselves to climb up this like ledge that we were all going up this ladder on. It was probably 6 feet or so.
Oh, yeah, I could hop that.
Yeah.
But some guy's helping another guy up. This dude puts his hands up there. There's some shards of glass.
Ooh.
Slices his hand nice and wide.
No way.
Right,
I wouldn't
first
do that
five minutes.
Without gloves, man.
Oh, absolutely not.
Right. And he had his raw hand out and he got fucked up. So that was the first 5 minutes.
Damn.
Now,
another squad leader.
Yeah.
So now me and Lee are like, we go through the whole place, and I mean, there's sinkholes and fucking rotted wood and no roof access except for one small little portion of one little building. Because if you look at my Op Dirigo videos, all the drone footage shows collapsed roofs everywhere. Fucked.
I'm gonna have to actually go back and watch all this now that
yeah.
you're talking about it. I haven't had a chance to sit and watch anything.
I'm gonna have to grab the links and stick them in the doobly-doo.
Yeah.
Cool.
Please. Yeah.
The long form video is pretty fun because you could really kind of get to see some of the AO and shit. So after that, me and Lee, our first priority was we're gonna just make it like crystal fucking clear that this whole place is a death trap, and I don't care what you guys do, you're gonna be safe first and foremost. Yeah. Like that was like literally, I you know, team dad, it, you know, that shit hard, and I was like, you guys are not taking any risks. We're not doing any funky climbing. We're not doing anything outside of the fucking thing. You know, it's just gonna be, you're going to not die on this op. That's smart. How shook we were after that shit.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, it's airsoft, you know.
Yeah.
Not real world. You're not fucking running from anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
although I don't know if I could resist climbing shit.
Well, there was climbing to be done, but you didn't know if the metal thing you were holding onto was literally going to rip out of the wall. That's how gnarly it was. It was all fucking rusted up.
I usually don't worry about things like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, shit, I can maybe pull up some photos if you guys want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. If you want to. Well, continue. Continue.
All right. So we do that. We do that whole. We do that whole spiel of the walkthrough, and
you give your team dad speech.
I give team dad speech, but then we kind of go, okay, this is how we're breaking it up. And I got to meet with Command.
Mm-hmm.
We had two guys, a gentleman named Hammer, and a gentleman, you know, that we all know is Ubba.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the other one was named Sickle.
Yeah, I was hoping for.
We had Frolic.
MC Hammer.
Oh, you had Frolic. All right.
Frolic's good dude.
Yeah,
he took good care of us. Actually, he was the most solid guy on the whole out of the whole situation, and he was working with us a lot throughout the op, you know, giving us some good shit to do.
Yeah,
he's done it a lot.
Yeah.
He knows what players are looking for.
Agreed.
Now, I mean, years ago, it was just like, oh, I got Frolic again. Now it's like, oh, all right, cool. Guy knows. He knows his shit.
He knows what's up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it was. You know, pretty much game on. The idea was we were going to be tasked with, this is the big thing. So they took a squad of our guys and a squad of their guys and put them on each opposite side of these two, of this huge building complex, right? Meaning like they took 12 of our guys and put them on their side so that they would be running right into a firing line, and 12 of our 12 of their guys and put them right in front of our CP.
For what purpose?
Slow the game down. Can't get into the buildings right away.
Okay, that's interesting.
You know?
So they basically let one squad from each side pre-deploy.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Now, apparently, our squad that pre-deployed, the green team squad, had a shit ton of like issues with guns and everything, so they collapsed very quickly. Their side did not. So... in my video, the long form, it's all about getting into the buildings. How we spent pretty much a good portion of the first day, I would say a good 60%, just getting into the buildings. They were right there, but guys couldn't get in. So, first thing we did was we linked up with Command.
Ooh.
What a novel concept for an airsoft game.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
And as a squad leader, I didn't know what to expect. They kind of... You know, Jay, Tiny, and Vegas gave me and Lee kind of free rein on this one. They wanted to kind of see where we were going to go with it.
Smart.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it a little bit by the book. I don't want to like piss off everyone. I don't want to like misstep. I want to feel it, you know?
Yeah.
We did. And so, you know, our guys like find the hole that we're not getting shot out of and let's make our way into the building. So basic CQB. Stack up, get in the building, and pyro. Holy fucking!
You got pyroed once you got in?
No.
Or you pyroed then?
We had to throw... I threw three grenades in the first 5 minutes or so.
Nice.
Nice.
Jungle, when you're listening to this at home later, you probably just got an erection.
That's possible.
Yeah. R2Bs galore. We had bought... Let's see. I came to the game with 12 R2Bs and 12 EGs. You know, the EG whatever's.
Yeah. They know the gays.
Yep, the very gays. you know, all of it's gone. I mean, we didn't...
Used all of it at the game.
Every single one.
Nice.
Like, 24 fucking... But like, I kind of, like, wound up just distributing pyro to everybody on the team because there was just so much need for it. Everyone had tags... So we come up on a bay door and we're just chucking fucking pyro in there. We get into the bay door, but dudes are fucking dug in into these teensy little murder holes, slits in doors that are, you know, a foot wide. And, you know, we're trying to make rushes on, you know, you're not, it's just getting mowed down. It's Normandy. Yeah. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Just throw wave after wave of my own men at them until the killbots reach their preset kill limit and deactivate.
Oh no, I was the I wasn't
Brannigan.
Actually, you know, I wasn't the, one of the first one dead, but I was right up there, like third guy shot, and we all had to wait out at least two bleed outs, and we were like, this ain't fucking working. It's just too crowded, too stupid.
Blow them up.
Yep.
Well, we didn't have anything to call in, so we just kept fucking tossing and nothing happened. So we're like, fuck that. We ditch. We go back to refit. And we're like, you know, ho hum. What do we do now? All right, let's link up. Come in. We'll find out what's going on. You guys know the deal.
Yeah.
So now we're gonna get our technical involved. We're like, fuck that shit. So these cats brought a Jeep with like...
What kind of Jeep? Like a Wrangler?
Like a Wrangler. Like an open top Wrangler with like a, you know, some 50 cal shit up there, right? Problem, okay. They had the Airsoft 50 cal, which was like, you know, like it sounds like an Airsoft saw pretty much, you know?
Yeah.
No problem. These guys added propane.
Oh, yeah. We got shot at by that at Staunton at Virginia.
It's so cute. It is the cutest little thing, isn't it?
How no, it's it gives fucking terrifying.
How it gives away your entire fucking position and what you're trying to do when they... Well, let me back up. We go to command. We say, look, we need the technical in place. What we want to do is... We all brought maritime smokes, you know? So we took some Enola Gay smokes. We took some, like, those big orange canister, like, you know, GMR smoke assault videos.
Oh, smokes. The good ones. Oh.
I have six of them. So I was like... Let's throw four fucking smokes at this building where they're all kind of posted up.
Yeah.
Those things burn for 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they chuck a lot of smoke. Yeah.
So.
Tons.
We're like, let's fucking smoke assault this shit. Let's go hard. And we're going to just run into those fucking buildings. We're going to make our way around and into some entrance in those buildings. Right? So let's get the technical to cover us. Smoke first. Technical shooting out the fucking windows like crazy, and we're gonna run in. Now they knew we were coming. Obviously, they had us. There was like this brush tree line before the buildings. They knew we were behind it because they were shooting at us, and we were shooting at them. But you know, the technical was gonna kind of be a little bit of a surprise. I mean, we're throwing the smoke.
Yeah.
You know, right? Nah, man. They came down the fucking road from our CP. Fucking test firing their propane shit. Now the reason why this is important, let me get to that. It is an important factor. They gave themselves away. The technical is coming. You know, technical is coming. I know that they fucking knew that our technical was coming because they were going kak. Fuck, boys, come on. This is airsoft. Let us fucking play the game and get in the buildings.
We're
getting creamed out here, right? Frustrating. So we throw the goddamn smoke. It billows. Technical comes, starts raking everything, making a lot of noise. We run in there. We're behind it. One or two of us get tagged, but we're doing good. We've got a good 12 guys that wrap the building. We're like, yeah, fuck yeah, we didn't get hit. We're like looking, and on cue, what do you think happens?
Their technical comes around the corner.
Holy shit. You're a fucking miracle worker. Yeah. Are you like Miss Cleo? How'd you fucking figure that out, bro?
It's just what I assume because it's an MSATO game with technicals.
Yeah. They're going to match. If one's coming up one way, they're going to match it to the other way.
Yeah.
Miraculously, their technical rolled up. Now, whether that was the old, you know, puppet master pulling strings behind the scenes or whether it was fucking...
Or whether it was the technical's coming, get our technical here.
Right.
That could be it too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you fucking blow everything up before you even roll up and let everyone know you're coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I gotta say, when you're getting shot at by the truck with the propane cannon, especially near a building with that thing to echo, it's fucking loud.
All right, it's cool.
Maybe for your ears, but...
Very cute. True. It's very cute. But I want it in those fucking buildings, especially after how much pyro we threw, how much we got... You know, blasted on the way in.
Yeah. You paid to get in those buildings. You wanted to get in.
Oh, no, I just wanted to fucking get into those buildings and, you know, go to work because we'd been doing all kinds of CQB shit prior, you know, training prior, running nods prior. And frankly, I just, you know, wanted to get to work. Like,
so did you get in the building?
Okay.
Or you got raked by the technical?
Technical comes, blasts us all. I would say 90% of the squad, it was me, two guys from some crew called Northborough Milsom, cool dudes from Boston.
Cool dudes from Boston.
Yeah, they were nice. They were nice guys. Boston. No, they were nice guys. So whatever. It was Keith, right? There was four of us, so we all got blasted through a little fucking grating that they figured out how to get down to, because we're standing there. We weren't going to go anywhere anyway. Their technical was going to kill us if we came out of this like little like nook that we, you know. Yeah. So you'll watch the video.
Would you just stand there and get shot from a grating in the building?
Yeah, pretty much. So that didn't work out. So now we're like, okay, I'm not dealing with command anymore. You know, I'm going to tell command what we are going to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
So, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. You can't fool me twice again.
It's true. 100% true.
You're not going to fool me a third time.
Yeah, exactly.
Fool me three times.
So,
fuck the peace signs. Load the chapel, let it rain on you.
Oh. Spit hot fire.
Yep. Like Dylon.
That J. Cole.
What? All right.
Dylon.
The good thing is there was 60 acres, which seemed like a lot, but it really wasn't. And
so would you go off on a dank flank?
We did. Yeah. There was some very tall grass.
Like this is me like get fucked in CQB. It's time to go on a dank flank.
Yep.
It's time 100%. To go be the sand in the gear. It's time to go get in them.
Pretty much.
I wanted to do that from the beginning, to be perfectly honest. Back to my old paintball days, Team Pain, we were known for this. We would bring like wire snips and shit to like cut through bramble and fucking all kinds of like horrible thorns and shit so we can crawl and sneak and then get to wherever we were going, right?
All right, fair enough.
All we ever did, we wore leafy tops, we fucking were sneaky little pieces of shit, and then we would harass the enemy CP all day long.
Sounds like my kind of game. Yeah. Sounds like something I do.
Sounds like something we've done.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Love it. Funny. It's the only way to fly, really, at these kinds of games with
oh yeah,
where there's a slog fest in the middle and you're just like woo all the way around.
Yep.
Outflank. Run the tape. So
time to go do some SAS shit.
So we all looked at each other and I was like, fuck this, boys. We ain't going in those fucking buildings until we get to an open space where we can get in. And we're gonna call in the technical. We're gonna call them in for cover. Because there's a lot of open ground to cover before you get into these big bay doors and this old textile mill, this whole factory, right? So I lead the guys on a long fucking hike. And, you know, there's a couple guys from fucking command and they're way immersed on our way out. And they're having a little shootout with like some bullshit, like 2-3 guys or something, you know? And I'm like, guys, fuck them. Fuck them. Listen to me now. Fuck them.
Let them sit in that fucking building.
Let them have a 50-50 engagement where they're right in front of each other slinging BBs. Let them. We're going to walk even further. Guys, wider circle. Let's go. Right? So we get past these guys and they, Pete, get back here. Come on. Let's get back here. I need to talk to you. I'm like, fucking command. Right?
Walk away.
I was trying to. And everyone, all of a sudden, on my team, starts ratting me. Like, Pete, command's calling. I'm like, I know. I'm trying to fucking avoid them, guys. We're walking here. I'm walking here.
You know?
So, I go back to the guy. I'm like, what the fuck is up? What is it now? Come on. We're working.
Hi.
And he's like, okay. So,
Did he tell you your own plan and to go off and do it?
Yes. Exactly. Dude.
It's like I've done this before.
I want you to take a far, kind of like what you were doing right now, and then walk around.
Yeah, and I'm like, everyone's like, what's the plan? I was like, guys, we're going to keep moving. Let's go. So what's cool is that rickety bridge I was telling you boys about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that in play?
It was.
Ooh.
And it was a dry bed at this point. There was no river running underneath this one portion, so it made it a little dangerous because there was a lot of fucking ankle-twisting rocks and boulders and shit. But we made our way around. It was real sneak and peeky, kind of cool, you know. And we flank until we got to the exact spot we wanted to be at. I get on command net, call in the fucking technical.
Technical never came.
And I said to them, to Froelich, I was like, hey, hello, shalom. Do me a favor here. okay? No fucking propane, okay? Just let them rake the windows. Do something. Don't give us away. We just walked.
But the girls never came.
A lot.
The girls never came.
Girls never came.
Girls never came.
Dude, it worked out perfectly. We smoked all the windows.
Wait, the technical actually came?
It came.
Holy shit.
It fucking came.
My first prediction is wrong.
Yep.
Wow.
It came. No, it was coordinated well. They came. We bum rushed the buildings and we fucking got in and made a little bit of contact. But my guess was this. They got sick and tired of fucking waiting. Because we were like, let's take our sweet ass fucking time.
Yeah.
And then that's sort of what we did. And we got into the building. And most importantly, we cleared up to that building that was holding down RCP.
Mm. Oh, so you backdoored them?
Basically, but there was only a couple of guys the back door. They mostly cleared out. They left
but
a couple
of did you slip in the back door and then slip in their back doors?
Oh, yeah.
Always. That's gotta go. Back door is the way to go.
Yeah.
We went
back
door.
Back door slots 9. That's right.
I feel the series got a little stale at 7. And 8 was kind of like derivative. Yeah. But 9 was a breath of fresh air in it. Yeah.
It was a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Well, we got in the fucking buildings. And then, like, we didn't get the fucking contact we really wanted. But we got in. And then they figured out that we got in. And just overwhelmed our unit because we didn't have security set up, you know, exactly the way we would have wanted to. We cleared out a fair amount of guys. But we didn't leave like a squad here and a little squad here, you know, holding these really large rooms. So the way this shit was set up was, you know, factory style.
Yeah.
Huge, large rooms with small doorways connecting the rooms and a couple of murder holes and windows and things like that, you know. So ultimately, we had a lot of back and forths up and down stairs. I fell down some stairs. That was fun. because what had happened was there was so much filth everywhere in these buildings and dust and particles of this and that. It all built up on the parts of the sides of the stairs that weren't being trafficked.
Oh, okay.
So when we had some contact downstairs, we threw a grenade, and actually Tiny threw a grenade, and I rolled the door, and I was like flying down the stairs, shooting as I was going, and all of a sudden I lost my footing completely and fucking slid out down those rickety ass fucked up stairs. I didn't get hurt, man. It was a total miracle. Total miracle. Like, none of us got hurt, thankfully. You know?
Yeah.
And as far as I know, mostly everyone, as far as I know, I think people did pretty well, besides Sliced Hand Boy.
Yeah.
You know. But that was the better part of day one right there, was getting into the fucking buildings, then getting
that,
cleared
that
out.
That flank and that push in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice, big, wide go around flank.
Was this a 24-hour game, or was it like you stopped at a certain point because of the fact that it's kind of a dangerous AO?
It was 24 hours with no buildings at night.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
How did they enforce that?
I don't think, I'm telling you boys, the AO is gnarly enough where I didn't think they need to even like enforce it.
People
it was just
respected it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Because
I was literally just complaining about how Airsoft isn't what it could be, and this sounds like everything it could and should be.
This game was a solid 8 out of 10. I mean, solid 8 out of 10, but we'll get to the overall. But like, so we get cleared out of the buildings, and now it's starting to get into the late evening, you know, and we're like, fuck them in the night. Fuck them in the night. Cool. So we head back to camp and do our, like, I guess Chris Kenter's dad was there who drove me. He's a young kid. He's 16. He had a camper. He was grilling dogs and burgers. It was like, holy
dope.
Shit.
Dope.
It was right.
Can't go wrong with that.
Guy was nice. He grilled up like 30 burgers for large amount of burgers, right?
Yeah.
For everybody there.
Yeah.
Everyone had
Costco.
Like two.
30 burgers ain't that expensive. Yeah.
It was cool.
It was 30 burgers.
Ah, he was a nice guy, man.
Wallet
really,
world, man.
Really nice kid. Nice guy. We went over there, chilled for a while, like got our like food on because we wanted it. We were like, all right, let's hit them at night and see what goes down.
Yeah.
You know, that was going to be the next step. So we got our chill on, fixed our batteries, reloaded, freshened up, and now we're ready to go out.
Did you run day noodles?
Yes, we did, because the catacombs of those buildings were pitch black. I mean, they were literally catacombs. They had like all these crazy ass domish sort of like doorways, and like it was a legit catacomb, like with no light and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
That's legit D&D.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was. They called them the catacombs. That's what Command was calling them anyway. So Tom walked us through the whole shit, man. He's cool as shit, man. I mean, it was like pointing out everything. Like, I want you guys to know that this is the entry point in this spot here. This is the entry point there. It was really a safety thing, but it played well to the game, and then also a spirit of let's play the game but not get hurt.
Yeah.
Well, that's good on him.
That's the big deal.
Yeah.
At an AO like that is. This is big boy rules. This is, we'll show you where you can get hurt. Don't get hurt.
Exactly.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. And no one wanted to get hurt, obviously. No one ever wants to get hurt. But there's always that thing like, fuck that. I'm rappelling down this elevator shaft, you know, or whatever the fuck. You know, like, some people want to get froggy, they're going to leap. Not at this AO.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
How long have you been sitting on that line for?
Oh, I don't know. That's a classic for me. I don't know, but I'm way older than you fucks, so.
Yeah.
You young bucks. But anyhow, like real talk, like.
That's right, you're closer to 60.
Yes, I'm much closer to.
God damn.
I'm 58 this year. No.
I was really taken aback for a second. I was like, really?
No, not at all. I'm far from it, you fucks. Yeah. So, you know, we there was a respect there of the AO. And there was a respect there, I think, of each other. It was like, the vibe, at least, that I got was like, yeah, we want to fuck you up. Yeah, we want to fuck you up. You know, tan versus green bullshit. But let's all do it. And if there seems to be a real world, we're going to help you out and not, like, you know, keep shooting you in the face while you're, you know, you're dangling from one story to the other, you know, which was a possibility.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. So how, like, you guys geared up, you got ready for night. What happened at night?
Okay. Night was weird, man. One, the humidity in the air was thick. I mean, literally, the humidity. It was, you know, from the rain earlier, it was lingering, right? Mm-hmm.
Well,
so
yeah, it was the, you're on an island.
Yep.
So you're going to have that really weird weather as it is.
Yep.
You're going to have a microclimate.
Yeah, and then on top of the humidity, like you said, it rained earlier that day, so it's going to fuck some shit up at night.
Yep.
It's going to be weird.
Yeah. And, you know, it was more of the same. Like, let's stack up. Let's head down this. It was like our camping area was. Oh, this was interesting. Our camping area was in play.
Like, as in you would have to hold security on it?
You know, yeah, but we also had this feeling like no one's shooting at our fucking cars. Once they got to the tents, this is an Msato game, not a Milsim West, you know? Yeah. So there's a certain level of decency where, like, you know...
Again, big boy rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to... Like, even if we made it to their, you know, area, their camping slash, you know, CP, whatever the fuck...
Oh, man, I would creep around. I would, like, wait till I see someone cooking food, and I would just, like, sit down and be like, yo, can I have some?
Honestly, though, I'll tell you what...
And then when you turn the light on, and just be like, I'm green, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. There wasn't going to be any of that because while, I guess, you know, we were taking a break or whatever, on our way out, literally down the road from where we were camping, there was like a barn, that group of trees between the barn and those big buildings where they were shooting at us from, right? Yeah. And that barn had become occupied by, let's just say, I want to say a bunch of guys. That could be three to 10.
Okay.
Because at nighttime, three guys can cause a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But besides that, they were making their way into our area there, our like deep in enemy territory from their end. And on that roadway, we were getting into skirmishes leading up to that barn that we wanted to clear out, right?
So the barn was accessible at night.
It was. The barn...
Because it wasn't a death trap.
It wasn't a death trap.
Ostensibly.
Yeah, that one... Yeah, it was not. No, it was a well, decent area, you know. It wasn't bad at all. It was just a basic barn. That's it. Wooden floors.
Was it red?
Actually, it was like reddish orange.
Good, because then that makes it a barn.
Yeah, 100%. Real barn.
Why are barns red?
What?
Why are barns red?
Because I said so. But because if they're not red, then they're just a shed.
Because part of America, so fuck you.
Wait, no, is that what makes it a barn and not a shed if it's painted red?
Yeah.
These colors don't run.
These
colors don't run.
Yeah.
So the firstly,
like an existential crisis over this.
The humidity that played a key factor in the night plate.
Oh, big time.
Okay, so I was running a TMVC GoPro adapter
those, by the way?
Okay, I cannot wait to make a video on this, gentlemen. I can't wait because I've had the FPRS, which in theory is good, except that it's flimsy as shit. And if you don't, if it breaks on you, let's say, or something's not operational, you can no longer get in touch with my boy Aaron, who's just like left the project essentially. You know, you're like, oh, I gave you money and you took it, and now I have no recourse here.
Nice.
So that's the way that ended with that fucking piece of shit. Mm. Not Aaron, the unit, the FPRS.
Yeah.
Then there's the TMVC GoPro adapter. And all I want to say is fuck you, TMVC. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. And fuck you some more. Because...
So you're saying it sucked.
Bro, I was so fogged up. Okay, so the way it works is there's a prism, right?
You know,
it's an amber lens and a prism, like a little mirror.
On the inside.
And not only do you not get the full circle night vision shot that you should be fucking getting for the $400 you pay for the unit.
Damn.
You're getting like a sliver of one of the edges cut off. Yep. Right? You've seen this type of footage.
Yeah.
Not only that, it's fogging like nobody's business. So I'm at one point where Jay and I are about ready to get engaged with some fucks who are like, you know, a good 20 yards away from us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say in the woods, and he's like, she's like, you see those guys right there? I'm like, no. He was doing a Khalid? And I was like, no, I don't see Khalid. Where the fuck is he? What are you talking about? He's like, they're right there. They're two big black blobs moving around. And I'm like, okay, no, I can't see them. Hold on. And so imagine a circle. I'm making it for the listeners at home.
He's
displaying
the size of his butthole.
I'm making a circle with my fingers.
God, yeah.
And imagine, okay, look, see this on the pop, the
pop filter.
Popper?
Yeah, yeah.
Right here was fog. And then this little sliver right here, two little slivers on the side
of
the prism.
At home, make a circle with your hands. And then imagine the middle third of the circle is fog. And your two side slivers are not fog.
That's fucking horrible.
So it's pitch black. There's no ambient light from any moonlight or any fucking starlight or anything like that. So my nods are being pushed to the absolute max in gain.
Yeah.
I don't have my IR on because other dudes have nods. By the way, there was, let's say, we had about...
Oh, what was total player count at the game, roughly?
200.
200?
Yeah.
How many nod users? I'm assuming that's where you were going.
I feel like, let's just say up to 20 on each side. Maybe 15.
That's actually not that...
Yeah.
That's actually a really low number percentage-wise for what...
Maybe
we're
more.
Used to seeing now.
Maybe 25 or so, something like
Even
that.
Even still, that's only 40 to 50 people at the game with nods.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're looking for a new cam, they're coming out with their Gen 2. It's called Sandy Cam. I've been looking into it. It seems pretty fucking legit. It's a small piece that attaches on the back. You don't need to attach to an amber filter or anything.
So it's a button camera that sees through the eyepiece.
Kind of. And it doesn't go on a GoPro or anything.
Nice.
It literally hooks around. It kind of looks like the thermal overlay that scoops on the front of the fucking
Sandy
thing.
Cam 2?
Yeah, version 2, Sandy Cam.
All right, now I'm gonna have to.
They have a Facebook page called Sandy Cam. Here it is. So, their product was pretty fucking dope.
Probably.
It was amazing. It looked so small and so light.
Mm-hmm.
It looked really good too, the footage online that I seen.
Is it itself a standalone camera?
It's a standalone camera.
Well, I'm. Just to tell you how pissed at fucking TMVC I am, they're coming out with some fuck. They were supposed to come out already with some GoPro Hero Session adapter, which would have made the whole the fucking thing is heavy.
Yeah.
Number one, I'm trying to run external power to my GoPro, so I have no issues at night having to switch that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. I'm running two external packs on my fucking helmet. It's fucking.
That's bad news bears.
It's hard.
I don't like weight on my head to begin with.
Right.
In the end, one of the reasons why I pretty much like didn't like running my nods. Like, yeah, it's great to see at night, but it's fucking heavy.
Well,
yeah.
The PVS 14 on the IMVG is not heavy to me normally, right?
Yeah.
And so, anyhow, this was fucking heavy, and now I could see through two little sides, like maybe 20% of the whole image I can see out of.
That blows.
Bro.
That's terrible.
I had to kind of cock my head to the side and like out of my like peripheral. I'm like, oh yeah, there's two blobs right there.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally see them now. Don't worry.
So Jay was like, fuck it. I'm going to lace them up with the IR. And then you just follow. And I'm like, all right, that I'll be able to sort of see and make out. So we laced up a couple guys like that. There was one really cool engagement when the whole squad of us was out. Question.
How difficult is it to take this thing off once it's on?
What's that, the TMVC?
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be like an infield set. It would be like, let me go back to the car and get this bitch off. It was one of those. Damn. And once the... So what had happened was... at some point, I had knocked around because I had the mini USB cable powering the GoPro.
Okay.
You knocked the cable out.
No. I knocked the cable in to the GoPro.
Ooh.
I knocked into something where it kind of like knocked in. And when it knocked in, it blew out the USB connector on the side of the GoPro Hero 4.
Off the... Yeah, okay.
So no external power anymore.
Yeah, took it right off the board.
No external power anymore. So now I had maybe two or three regular GoPro batteries with me, which... Whatever. I was like, yeah. Fuck this. And I like, gorilla that shit off when I went back. Because we had gotten into a few engagements. Let me lead up to that. We went to the barn, got into a few engagements... Got burned by some dudes at the barn. We all got burned out. It was done. So we're like, all right, let's go refit and come up with another plan. And at that point, I was like, fuck this fucking thing. Ripping shit off. And I was all stressed. And I got it all the weight off the helmet. And then I was like, I can see regular amber filter went in.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I start to be able to see better. But, dude, if you... blasted someone with like an IR illuminator. Oh my god. It was just like BBs were coming at you. Like people with nods were hunting us and we were hunting people with nods.
Yeah.
That's what it boiled down to. That's
how it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it boiled down to. But we had with the whole squad out with nods, all the boys who did have nods, Vegas, myself, Jay, that kid Chris, When we all went out with nods, all of TFN and the rest of the boys, there was one squad of probably 10 dudes bunched up under a tree at, I would say, give me like a 30-yard range, something like that. Maybe a little more than 30 yards, between 30 and 40 yards. I don't know what the fuck they were doing, but they were fucking around with their IR illuminators and their lasers and shit like that.
Idiots.
Oh, man.
And they were like literally lined up like as if you were like maybe you lined them up in a row with 3 feet between each guy.
Oh,
and
shooting gallery.
We set up and it was just like, all the PTWs were just blah. So that was kind of fun, just like just laying them dudes out. And by that point.
Well, that was like at Cove 1.
Mm-hmm.
We were rolling around at night. Only two guys of us had nods at that game because this was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Jeez.
However long ago it was.
Yeah.
And so, rolling around at night, and we see, a couple dudes. So, someone lasers them, starts firing. All 14 of us in the squad click our lights on.
Oh, my God.
And rip into these. It only turned out to be, like, two guys.
Oh, my God.
And I could just... I will remember this to the day I die. Because I had the TM with two sevens in it, because you could use two sevens at that point. I clicked the light on. I see the glint of the dude's goggles, and I just dump on his goggles. And I could hear, over the sound of everything else, the 2.7s dinting off of the guy's goggles.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Jeez.
Nice.
And it was just, like, in an instant.
Well,
So you did that to those guys.
Yeah. And the only real tragedy of that like the night wasn't quite over yet, but the only real tragedy of any of those engagements at night was that my protective glass on the that Sony cam got shot out.
Oh, really? Because
I didn't have Lexan on it. It's just, you know, getting a protective glass for the Sony FDR.
The Sony Graz, yes.
Yeah, it was a pain. So it got shot out, whatever.
Yeah, because those are the action cams. They're concave, right?
No,
they're convex.
Fishy.
Convex bubbles.
Fish-eyed.
Convex.
So, although... fucking great. Let me just tell everybody.
Love my Sony action cams.
The Sony FDR X3000 is legit because, gentlemen, it's got optical image stabilization. Holy shit, boys.
Beautiful
stuff. It's the truth. The processor is not doing anything but gathering the image. That's it. So you're not getting any like graininess. You're not getting any like digital artifacting. It's just...
Really? Yeah.
I mean, I... booked on that first run with that technical I was telling you about. You'll see my video. I made an all-out fucking savage run, and the thing was, I wouldn't call it a Steadicam, but if it was a GoPro, it would have been
just,
like,
yeah, you'd get the motion sickness.
Dude.
Yeah, Sony makes their mini action cams are great.
I don't understand why people run contours. What's wrong with
people? It probably shoots in a higher resolution, and then only gives you out the stabilized 1080p or 1440, whatever.
What about that other one,
the Mohawk thing?
Oh, those are ass.
Nah, are they?
They're ass.
Sony, bro. They've been in the game for how fucking long? You know this.
I'll actually say this right now. As like someone who is a camera geek, Sony makes the best sensors right now.
Absolutely.
100%.
That Exmor and then the large frames shit that they're doing on the F55 and all that.
Yeah,
that shit is baller.
Maybe for video, if you're dropping like hundreds of thousands of dollars on a system like Red.
Mm-hmm.
They suck.
I'm not down with Red. I like Alexa. If I'm going that way, I'm going to get an Alexa. But really, F55 is the baller shit.
Going back to the question that you would ask, why everyone goes for contours, is because you can buy contours at $50 a pop now.
Yeah,
you can get
Room 2s for like $50.
They're disposable cameras now.
I want a Frankenstein a camera where you have the on-off switch of the contour and the rotating lens,
because
that shit is dope.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the fucking images, even at 1280, 720, 60, which, you know, still can produce a decent image.
That's a good image.
It's fine. Bro, it's the grainiest and the low light on. Look, okay, let's be fair. All these little guy cameras all have shitty low light because they have teensy little form factor sensors. However, how is it that a GoPro can get you up to 6400 ISO and still look pretty decent? And the Sony's, it's non-selectable, your ISO range, but them shits look good in low light, bro.
So is the, actually, if you've never looked into it, the Olympus.
Oh, yes. You showed me that.
Olympus ones are beautiful. So it's a toss-up, like, price-wise between,
again,
like, the high-end Sony or the Olympus.
Storied company that makes good sensors.
Yep. But back to that whole TMVC shit. Once I ripped it off, I had a better experience. Although it was really too dark to. I mean, I'm running that Gen 3.
Yeah, if there's no ambient light at all, you need to run some kind of IR illumination.
Yeah. Lasers were kind of doing a decent job of helping
us. You get good backscatter off them, so you can get a little bit of view.
Exactly. So we went out on that other run where we smoked that group of dudes, and then right around that time was about midnight or so ish, a little later. A little later, just a hair after, and it was kind of like dudes were like, "Yeah, I'm gonna do the Msato camping thing now," you know. So a few guys are like, "I'm done for the night," and that's cool.
Okay,
you know, like we were like, "All right, good. I'll go out on one more run with the boys." Like I had one more in me. Like we were pushing really hard the whole fucking day. Like there was no question we were doing the hard runs, trying to get into the buildings. Number one, there was also. A long wrap along the like river, trying to get in that way. All these different ways we were trying to sneak and peek and see all these ways to get into the buildings. But the last run was interesting. It's a little bit of blue on blue, but
always happens.
But
always.
But it was awesome. First,
as is tradition,
we get out there. Always. We give young Chris Kenter the bitch, the fucking the saw. We're like, here, kid. Here you go, kid.
Yeah.
Have yourself some fun out there with this thing, but don't have too much fun.
Yep.
Chris had too much fun. No, I mean we burned a lot of tan on that run. It was great. It was really fucking great. Like, it was just like dudes hands up, but then oh my, dudes were shooting at us, so we just replied in kind, and he went madman mode like you know that scene in Reservoir Dogs when he's describing Keitel is describing what you know what he's doing. He's like, and he started shooting until everyone in the place was dead.
Yep.
Yep.
The fucking madman. That's what Chris did. And I fucking love that little savage. Shout out to Chris, because he was just smoking people. It sucked that at that point some of them were green.
You've unleashed the hate. It doesn't stop.
But
exactly.
Fuck them. They got in the way of the BBs.
They did get in the way of the BBs. Exactly. And they were shooting back. So fuck them.
Oh, fuck them.
Oh, yeah. Double fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah. So unfortunately, that last run, like, that was really good. We were smoking all these 10, ended with a little bit of salt. And I was like, oh, I got shot. So I was like, those guys were going to continue and press on a little. And I was like, all right, I'm done. You know, I threw up the red light, you know, and then I like grouped up with what I thought were a group of tan guys standing on the road, like about to like turn their way. And I was going to go down the road back to our camp. They turned out to be green guys. And they're like, so you see that fucking asshole with the fucking saw, bro? I was like, yeah, those guys are dicks.
Yeah. What a fucking asshole.
Yeah, what a fucking piece of shit that guy is.
Scumbag.
Little piece of shit.
Probably can't even drive.
Yeah. Probably can't even drive. He's probably a child. But that was kind of funny and a fun way to kind of end that night, you know. And I think that was a really fun, although frustrating at times, it was fun to be challenged in that way.
Yeah, you know? Sure.
We thought we were going to be all like fucking CQB'd out. You know, like,
you thought you were going to be the big dicks on campus.
Yeah,
well,
pretty much.
We were the big dick bandits. Did you know
that? You guys went with your big dick bandits. The name
Big Dick Bandits. Nice. So we shout out to all the big dick bandits. It was a beautiful thing, but we went in there, big dick bandits, and we did work. It was cool, man. We felt like we were an asset to Green Squad.
You need to define big dick bandits here. Does that mean you're big on dick banditing? Or your bandits that have large dicks.
We're bandits who have large, unbelievably black penises.
It's so black. It's so impossibly black.
Well, you know, I'm the minority on my team. You know what I mean? So it's kind of true. Shout out to our boys on TFN. We don't have a lot of honkies on our team. It's just straight up gentlemen of African and Asian and Latin descent, actually.
Yeah, see, you've got... Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what's great about
PBS,
that?
PBS, the squad.
Yeah. We're kind of like that one, like almost all black airsoft team, if you think about it. Or all eight, or like all, you know, quote unquote
minority.
You're
the token.
I'm the token white boy. Me and Lee and Joe.
Yeah.
And I'm the token white boy, except for the other two and the other one.
Well, there's three of us.
Yeah.
I think there's more. No.
Hey, man, I'm sorry, but it's kind of my thing here. I'm the token of this one.
Yeah, oh, shit.
Oh,
bad.
Shit, my bad, man.
Which
oh,
I think is dope.
Cool. It's all cool.
It's actually kind of interesting to be a drop of milk in a cup of coffee.
That's right.
But anyhow, so camping went well, usual. You know, we all kind of crashed out. The boys fucking slept in the Thunderdome, a nasty, horrible 10-person tent that they all decided to. Vegas was like not having it, bro. Vegas was smart. He was like, I'm sleeping in the mini. He went into this Cooper and he was like, fuck this shit.
What did you sleep in?
I slept in my...
Oh, did you bivvy?
My beautiful EBNS, actually. I rocked that thing out.
Which is that?
All right, so it's a... Katoma makes a beautiful one-person tent that folds down. I bought this for Milsom West.
Okay.
Right? For my next like Milsom my West experience. It was just like your Angry Dome.
Okay.
Single person.
Yeah, a single person. But it's cool because if you put down... They have this thing where you can put down like a ground sheet. And then like the rain fly extends out so you have like a vestibule.
Yeah, mine's got that too.
Dope. Real dope. And it folds down to this and it's 4 pounds. And like I was never... You know I'm never going through what I went through at fucking Milsom West ever again. So
yeah.
I ain't sleeping under a tarp ever again. So anyhow...
Good times, man. That's fun shit right there.
It was cool, man. But I'm telling you, like, I'm doing it right next time. You know? I mean, now I know.
Dude, you're so much warmer in the one-man tent.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. But I've had to sleep out in the tarp in the rain in the fucking cold for so many times. Well, that I don't give a fuck anymore, personally.
But that was your job, bro.
Yeah, that was job. That was totally different.
Word.
Yeah.
And I got the dope, like, blow up, like, super ultralight backpacking fucking, like, mattress, you know?
Oh,
so,
those are fucking sweet.
You know the one, the big yellow one?
Yeah. So good.
That shit was fly, too. So it was nice. I chilled out. I watched Police Academy on my phone for a little while. I ate some cookies.
You definitely just dated yourself there.
Well, it was dope, man. Police Academy is funny as shit.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's a funny movie, but you just dated yourself.
I know I did.
I would say probably 70% of our audience doesn't know what that movie is.
Not at all.
It's on Netflix. Find out, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Steve Guttenberg. Like one of Steve Guttenberg's best movies.
It's like asking them what a CD Walkman is.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I thought you were gonna say ask him what a Walk to Remember was.
I would
like,
never.
Damn. Oh my god!
Didn't that have Mandy Moore in it?
You mean yes,
it
a, you she mean died a, from cancer in that movie?
You mean a Sony Sports yellow with the folding headphones? That's
silver,
dating.
I had it. Silver with no skip protection.
Ooh. Oh,
what are you? 45-second ESP.
What skip? I mean, skipping
a shout out to
a skip
to
is
Maeve
like
Dart-
when Spotify starts right. to suck dick.
Yeah.
So like, skip a song.
No. Like, if you took a step, it would, like, pretty much. Yeah.
So we get up in the morning after a Police Academy film festival and, you know, do the usual thing. It was cool. Mountain House breakfasts, you know, like, some guys were itching to get out before other guys were itching to get out. And it was like, we just played it casual on this one. We did plenty of work the first day. It was good. Went till about 12:30, 1 a.m., you know, so it was good, at least 12-hour run, you know. And it was like, let's roll and see what's doing. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into. And so we get down the road, the same road we've been battling our way out of for the entire first fucking day, and something weird happens. There's Tom's, supposedly this was Tom's personal vehicle. His white minivan. I don't know if Tom drives. I don't know if this is true or not true.
Okay.
I cannot confirm nor deny. However, the word was that I think that's Tom's fucking car. And dudes were rolling with Tom's car, tan guys were, with this fucking... They were rolling
in
a white...
Did the helicopter gunship it?
No, it didn't. But listen, whatever this fucking thing was, right? It was not a technical. But the fucking minivan, white minivan, had its doors open. And they were, like, dudes laughing at us and going, ah, ha, 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 pointing at us and, kind of shooting around us.
Okay, the helicopter gunship. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what it was. All right. So.
Why, though?
I have no fucking
clue. If you're listening, why?
Yeah, if you can get back to us on that.
Yeah.
I require more details.
What's,
bro,
what's our Gmail?
It was, I guess, obviously...
Has been Airsoft Podcast at gmail.com?
Sure.
Question mark.
Hit us on Instagram.
It's a lot easier.
I could just look it up.
Second day was... Look, man, it was kind of uneventful, but like, so
that
was...
Airsoft at gmail.com.
This is how it started, though. It was bizarre. We were like, what the fuck is this shit? So they're kind of circling that area that we were kind of fighting our way out of all day. And now we're like, what is this? What is this? What is this? A center for ants? So we're like, Brownie, Paladin, let's go. And we thought it was Tom's car, but we're like, if it's in play and they're shooting at us, it's in fucking play.
Game
so
over.
So sorry, Tom, if it was indeed your vehicle. We love you. You know this. But Brownie fucking puts the 203 up, and it was a... I think he was gassing them up with CO2 instead of fucking...
Okay.
Way to go, man.
Green gas.
Yeah. That's the way we were doing it.
Do it up.
Bananas, right? And so he, like... It was just a beautiful hip shot, like... Thunk, and the shit hit, like... You know, there's, like, kind of a rubberized thing on the bottom of minivans by the door. It's, like, a little black, kind of, like,
whatever
it is. It just went thunk and put a nice fucking chalk mark on that shit. We're like, yes, motherfucker. Everyone's like, fuck you. Like, now everyone's getting ugly, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to fuck with us. We don't even know what you are, but we blew you up. Yeah. It was stupid. It was so dumb, but what a victory. For some reason, it was just like,
hey, if it works, it works. And if it fucking feels good while doing it.
So that was the way that
do it again.
Day two sort of started.
That was some interesting life advice.
Yeah.
Wait, what, right. what did he just say?
You're going to have to rewind it. So.
Yeah. You'll have to listen to the episode.
That's right.
I do.
Fluff our numbers up.
I'm 100% always listening to your episodes. Oh, and appreciate it. You know, I've listened to the Milsom West one about 18 times as well. So.
Nice.
Because you like to hear yourself talk.
Yeah. Oh, you know I do.
It's the best Absolutely. Part of editing.
Shabbat shalom.
Actually, it took me a while to fucking get used to that, but...
yeah, it does.
We knocked that fucking bullshit out, and they were all, like, dumbfounded inside the vehicle. Like, oh, what do we do now? I'm like, fuck you, and we moved on. And, you know, there was some weird, like, skirmish at the barn that we cleared out. It was some small arms, you know, back and forth nonsense, nothing yeah. serious. Then we were like, all right, let's just go on a big flanking mission again. I'm going to make this brief because it was really not a big deal day two. Go on a big flanking mission, go all the way around, get into some shit in the woods. There was actually some decent back and forth in the woods. I had one little incident on day two, because I think people, a little bit of salt set in on day two.
Okay.
Little teensy, I'm talking little Salt Bay like this, you know, like
all right,
little drizzle.
Enough.
For the viewers, listeners at home who can't view, he was doing the now dated, aged, rotted, turned into petroleum Salt Bay meme.
Yeah. There was a little bit of Salt Bay on day two where me and some dudes, myself and Vegas were, and Brownie were rolling up, and those guys hit a hard flank where I kind of lost track of them, and then I was fucking with a group of dudes, you know, shooting back and forth, and this is what I saw. I see two or three guys with dead rags on their helmets, and they're standing there, and I see two guys come over to those two guys with dead rags, and they're kind of like talking to them, but kind of moving around them, right? And you know the old Emsato thing where he has the strings and shit, and the medicing is you're pulling the two strings,
the knots and everything,
knots and all that stuff, which is cool. You know, I dig that. It's pretty decent.
It's like the old Bo's wounded rule.
Yep. And so I see two guys milling about, like three dead guys, right? And I'm like, oh, fuck that. You know? Put the gun up, start laying in. And hands aren't going up. But all of a sudden, over my shooting, I hear, we're fucking dead, motherfucker, blah, 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 like, just the biggest ruckus ever. And I'm like, where's your fucking dead rags? I'm screaming on video. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, well, you're dead. Where's your fucking dead rags? And I'm talking from a good distance now. I'm talking, like, almost a football field. Like, maybe a little less. Maybe, whatever, 70 yards. He's going... You can't see my fucking deadlight. And it's a sunny day now. Day two is a nice sunny day.
No, I can't.
No, I cannot see your dim deadlight.
And then, like, part of me, like, went from anger to instantaneous. Like, I just feel bad because they're idiots. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, aw. Like, what's the phrase that all Southerners say?
Bless your heart.
Yes. Oh, bless his heart. Oh, bless his heart. Oh.
Yeah.
Well... So bless his heart, I was like, okay. I can't see your fucking light from here. So at least have your hand up or something so I know you're fucking dead.
Yeah.
Where's your dead rag? You're supposed to have one. Because Tom does dead rags during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Dead lights at night.
And dead lights in buildings or at night.
Sure.
Yeah.
Shabbat shalom. It's Friday. I don't fucking roll on Shabbos.
Cut the tip off.
Don't ask me to roll. I'm Shabbos.
Exactly. So... You know, that was the one ugly moment.
Okay.
And there was another thing. So that, and then we kind of, like, Vegas, Brownie, we had a guy named Jordan.
Vegas?
D-Vegas from Task Force Neptune.
Don't fuck with him. He's swole. We Facts. group up with Jordan, this guy Jordan that I rolled with for the first time. Nice guy, this dude from PA, whatever. Bunch of cool dudes. We all group up. There's probably seven of us now, and we're going to hit the same route we took under that bridge to get to where we made it into the buildings last time. And while we're going up into this area, we see a group of, seven, eight guys.
Yeah.
And they're tan and they're crossing the bridge. And we're like, but they're going towards the AO, like towards the buildings. And we're like, what the fuck's going on here? And none of them have rags on. And none of them are in... Like, I don't know if they're in game, and why aren't they engaging us? And this is so weird. I'm like, well, they're in game. Yeah. So
let's go poke them in the beat.
Yeah. So we just fucking laced them up from pretty good cover. Even though they had the high ground, we had great cover, and they were out in the open on the fucking bridge.
But you had the high ground, or they did?
No, they did. They had the high ground.
They had the high ground, and you won?
Yeah.
Well,
did you try spinning? I
don't even know what to call this. Because if you look at my longer montage video, right?
Did you tap into unlimited power?
We tapped into, well, they tapped into unlimited power.
I hate you so
much. They tapped into unlimited power. They had a fucking life meter that just never went down. It was like Street Fighter. We literally my battery went dead. Like, I'm not kidding.
Damn.
I had to change the fucking battery. I'll show you guys the raw footage if you want to see it. Like, my battery went fucking dead, and these guys never called themselves out. I think maybe one guy did or something. But you're talking about a fuck ton of guys shooting at seven guys. It was almost like a one for one. And like no one, and they just kept walking like. So maybe they were dead, but maybe they weren't. What the fuck was going on? I had no idea. No one was even saying, "Hey, I'm already dead. You know, here's my dead rabbit."
Yeah, hey, oh, hey.
Nothing. So that was one out of the bizarro world. You know, like I was like, "What's going on here?" And I zoom in on it in that video that I did because I was like, "Can anyone tell me what's happening here?" Basically, is why I put that shot in there. And like some guy did make a comment like, "What? No one calls themselves out? I don't know." So it gets to be around, the game's going to be over at 2, it gets to be around 12:30, 12:45, 12:30, okay. And we're like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
We got 8 hours to go home, and we got to stop and eat.
Yeah.
Do the after game ritual.
Yeah.
So we're like, yep, let's start bagging it up. Go back to camp, start bagging it up. It's taking fucking forever. Some guys are still out, they're coming back, whatever. And I'm like, all right, I get all my shit. I clean out the back of the truck because it's a disaster area. I fill up all the garbage bags and everything like that. And the 10-man tent is still up. The Thunderdome is still up. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's like a Twister forms or some shit. And like Dorothy, Kansas, all that shit. And fucking rain sheeting down. And I'm like telling the guys in the lead up, I'm like, let's fucking hurry up and wrap this shit. Team Dad, let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. I'm giving them the rap sign. And they're just, yo, yeah, let's take, you know, like all that shit. I'm like, look, I'm fucking going in my truck now. I will not help anyone because I am in my shorts and my, you know, my post game gear.
Yep.
And I'm now that it's sheeting down upon you, I will laugh at you from behind my windshield wipers in the vehicle.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how that ended. And that just was not good. Poor Tiny was very angry because that fucking tent they were wrapping in, it was all soaked. And then they took that tent and threw it on top of all of our kit in the back of my pickup. And I'm like, ooh. So in the end they won.
They won.
Sure.
They were wet, they were pissed off. You know, that sucked. But the highlight was we were recommended a great place to get a lobster roll in Maine, which was 2 hours south.
Fantastic place.
Yes.
To get lobster rolls.
Oh yeah. Maine, baby. Maine. But we were recommended this place, and it was a little out of the way, like, you know, it was south. 2 hours south of where we were, which is good. We were heading home. And after 2 hours, we were fucking hungry, ready to eat a lobster roll. But you had to kind of bob and weave a little, but it was worth it. Fucking the freshest lobster. However, we all kind of agreed that Pete's Clam Bar in Island Park, Oceanside, has a better lobster roll than the one in fucking Maine, if you can imagine this.
Really?
So that was the end of the whole thing. We ate lobster rolls, French fries. You know,
it's you know, you go somewhere local. It's you eat what they eat.
Yeah, I love lobster rolls.
Yeah, that's my favorite shit.
I know you don't do fish.
Nope.
Oh, so good.
But it was great, man. And like, nice way to fucking wrap it up. Sitting on a dock in Maine, like in a real like kind of beach town, like an islandy beach town, and like. I forgot the name of the place. I can find it if anyone's ever interested.
Were you sitting on the dock of the bay watching the tides roll away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wasting time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I
hate you all. All of you.
So that's how it kind of ended, but we didn't fucking get home till midnight, man. That was
midnight.
Yeah. So by the time it was all said and done, it was closer to midnight when we got home, man. We'd spent a lot of time like stopping and chilling.
So it was Sunday night you got home?
Yeah, we had a little traffic on the way back too. I mean, obviously,
so basically Monday morning.
Yeah,
yeah, Yeah.
In all technicality, yeah, Monday morning.
Yeah.
So not do you bad, think though? Do you think there'll be another game there?
There's talk about it popping off again, and
I
we
would
also
be interested in going.
Yeah.
It sounds definitely. Like a solid place. I mean, again, watching the video,
that might be a good backup for like if.
Yeah, if something falls through.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you guys. There was talk about it, even like, you know, from the staff there. That was like, yeah, we might. Yeah, this is if this goes well. You know, it was one of those. And for sure,
sounds like it went well.
You know what, man? The AO in this instance forced everyone to be human. You understand what I mean?
Okay. By that? Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, it was fucked up enough where, you know, I'm not gonna take pot shots at assholes, like, you know, and let them fall down stairs and shit, even if I'm angry at them. And it, you know, one thing that was going on was like, there was almost no response to frags unless it was a paladin that, you know, essentially painted your vehicle.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a common issue.
Which is common.
Grenades are one of those things where they either work or people just don't call them.
Yeah.
My ears are still shot because of the fucking grenades and flashbangs that were thrown in those buildings. I mean, close proximity. Look, man, I'll tell you straight up.
You're pro, dude. You're pro.
All of our boys, all the boys on TFN and anyone rolling in the Big Dick Bandits, that whole op, if that shit landed within 10 feet, which was the rule, 10 feet, we were calling ourselves out on being gentlemen. Like, but I will tell you, there was moments, and I have moments on video, that there wasn't gentlemanly stuff going on as well.
Frags are a hard thing to get people to call.
Yeah.
And they traditionally have always been... It's just the nature of the game in the end.
Yeah.
And in the end, it just doesn't even matter.
You expect it. Aww. And you know what?
Too soon.
No, it's not. He's dead. Who cares?
Exactly.
Move on.
He doesn't.
Nope.
Yeah, that's so true.
But yeah, it actually, you know, apropos of what you just said, sir, it really doesn't matter in the end because you're throwing fucking pyro and it's
exactly
fun.
That's still a fun thing to do.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Like, think about it. You set off fireworks just to set them off.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're setting off a firework. It's a bonus if it gets anyone out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I had one little malfunction with an R2B on video. I pulled the pin, boop, and I go to pop the spoon, and the whole fucking primer ripped out of the top of the grenade.
That's the first failure I've ever heard of an R2B.
Yeah.
But you know what I think happened? Perhaps the ring pulled off of the pin in the...
Oh.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when I went to pull it, I just felt it crackle right off. And I was like, how much is an R2B? Like, a lot of money. Like, it's like $10 or more for a fucking R2B.
I think if you buy them in a case, they're like $8 a pop.
A six-pack is 68 bucks.
Yeah.
I think if you buy, like, a bigger quantity, I think you do get a little bit of a break.
Oh, sure, you get a lot cheaper. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just like, $10. Fuck. You know, no boom. Me angry. You know.
Angry. Yep. Me hate grenade.
But all in all, I mean, Real Talk USA, we are going back to that AO. It was great. The camping was great. I got a little poison ivy, but fuck it. You know, we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks. But
where'd you get poison ivy at?
The only exposed areas I had, which was my forearms, I had rolled sleeves on that shit.
Okay.
So
that's
deserved
not too
it.
Bad. It could be worse.
Was there a lot of it over the AO or just little
batches? And I definitely was like behind a tree with some. At one point.
Hot.
I think it was actually that point where I was yelling at the guy for not having a fucking dead rag or whatever. So,
right,
put your dead rag on!
We're at about an hour 20.
Are we really?
Yeah.
We went through an hour 20. This is a good one.
Yeah. That was pretty quick.
We'll do our usual little social media wrap up. I know we dropped it in there earlier, but if you want to shoot us an email, especially because we had a couple questions for the audience, like if anyone knew what the fuck was going on with the white minivan and the helicopter gunship.
Please, I'd love to know.
Email me at hasbeenairsoft@gmail.com. You can get us. You can message us on Facebook. That's probably easier. Just search hasbeenairsoft. You'll find us. As usual, we are on SoundCloud. We are on Podomatic. We are on iTunes. We are on any podcast platform. If we're not on a platform you use, shoot me an email. I'll get us on
it. Did we actually ever look into Spotify yet?
I can't figure it out.
Okay.
All right. I'll look into it, see what
look
I can
look into it because you don't run Linux. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not even that. It's just they're really weird about how you actually sign up for it.
Yeah, I'm just going to blame
it on
Linux.
Because I don't run Linux.
And I would be remiss, of course, if I didn't shout out the boys of Task Force Neptune,
course.
Please.
Please.
Yeah.
So check us out on YouTube, Task Force Neptune. And we're not the British ones. were the ones from the USA.
Yep, the US motherfucking event.
And of course, my channel, which is YouTube.com/ PainX. Painel. No. PainX, por favor. But yeah, shout out to the boys, man. We roll good, man. And we train hard coming up to it. So it was all in all a solid 8 out of 10 op. Yeah,
nice,
for us.
Nice.
Dope.
Yep. Dope. And again, just like our nice generic Instagram, HasBeenAirsoft_podcast.
We have HBA, Megalo.
Yep.
Eventually, you guys are going to find out why Demo changed his from HBA Demo to HBA Suck 'em Dry.
Yeah.
That episode will eventually finally air. Scuba, did you finally make
it? Made. It is. HBA underscore Scuba.
Yep.
Nice.
Finally there.
Finally has his his own Instagram. Finally. It's been written on the board for at least 2 months now.
For those at home.
I've been home 7 weeks now. 6 weeks now.
Okay, so almost 2 months.
For those listening at home.
Almost 2 months.
To my left, Scuba has his little patch wall and a little dry erase board. And he's got things to do written on there. And
we'll talk about the left side.
We're not going to talk about any of that. But on there is, to make an Instagram. And it's been on there for a while, Scuba.
Well, he finally did it.
Yeah, I finally figured it out. Instead, I also made a Gmail account linked to
Airsoft. That'll work. Anything else? Questions? Nope. Problems? Cries of outrage?
A little bit.
Yeah. I think I'm going to end it with the usual.
I think that's it.
Keep your dick in a vice.
Yep.